The Windows Bridge for iOS allows you to reuse your existing iOS Objective-C codebase to develop universal Windows platform apps. The bridge also lets you take advantage of unique Windows 10 features and APIs using the Objective-C syntax you're already familiar with. Live tiles allow Windows 10 users to see parts of an app's content directly from the Start menu. Let's take a look at adding live tiles to an app using the bridge. Download the latest version of the bridge directly from GitHub and unarchive it. Next, download the samples from the bridge sample repo and unarchive those as well. Here's how the bridge is used to create a Visual Studio solution based on this Xcode iOS project. Simply navigate to the project folder and then use the VS Importer command to generate the solution file. You can load the solution right into Visual Studio and press F5 to run it. The app is very simple, consisting only of a button and a label that is updated with the current time and date when the button is pressed. However, once you pin the app's tile to the Start menu, you'll see that it too will display the time and date. Here are the key steps to updating the live tile using Objective-C projections. First, include the UWP notifications and XML frameworks in the View Controller file, making sure that they're only loaded when our code is being run in the WinObjC environment by using if-def statements. Next, extend the button handler method with an additional if-def statement to allow for Windows-specific functionality. Live tile content is described using XML, so we need to build an XML document object model. Since live tiles are adaptive, we can describe tiles at several different sizes, and the correct one will always be displayed. After building our XML structure, we create a notification object and pass it the XML payload that we just created. Finally, create a tile updater object and pass in our notification object. When you click the button in our app, both the label and the app's live tile update with our custom content. And that's all there is to it. For more information on using UWP APIs in Objective-C, check out the WinObjC samples repo on GitHub.